Brother Freedom and I want to welcome you today on this Tuesday. We're just thanking the Lord, and without His presence and His anointing, we can't make it. But with His presence and His anointing, all things within His will are possible. We thank You for joining us today. Father, we praise You. We glorify You. We thank You. We adore You. We worship You. Lord, thank You for making all changes necessary in us that we might be pleasing to You, Father. We just release ourselves to You. We submit to Your glorious will. Thank You for Your mighty anointing on Brother Freedom. In Jesus' name, amen. Galatians chapter 3. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Have ye suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit, and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In thee shall all nations be blessed. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, Cursed is every one that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. Father, we just turn this time over to You, and we ask for the mighty anointing of the Holy Ghost upon our listener, upon me. I'm here. I need Your touch, Lord. And upon Brother Freedom, Lord, open his mouth and his lips that he will speak words direct from Your throne room into our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father, we bind all hindering spirits, all works of the flesh. We bind all unbelief. Father, we bind even the hidden man that's not seen. And Father, we just pray for a mighty outpouring of Thy Spirit upon this word this day. Lord God, I pray that You'll edify, touch men, make whole in Jesus' wonderful name. Lord God, I pray that You'll set the captive free. Move upon the hearts of the ones this day that need setting free. Lord God, I pray for a mighty flow, the anointing, the break the yoke. Lord God, I praise You in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Good afternoon, all of you out there. I'd like to pick up this third chapter of Galatians because I'm seeing something that maybe a lot of them don't see. Actually, Paul had been with these people right from the very beginning. He dealt with them at the walk of the Spirit, that Jesus Christ would come upon the cross and by His shedding His blood upon that what all these things start and consist by. And here he comes back at a later date, and he finds them. He says, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth? He was dumbfounded, basically. He just couldn't hardly figure how these one that was on fire. And here they lost their first love. Wonder how it happened. We're going to find out, I believe. Who hath been even set forth crucified among you? Who Jesus Christ had been evidently set forth crucified among you? And right there, Paul makes it real plain, basically, that Jesus Christ is all, it's all about Jesus. It's what Jesus did do. And right now in us, it's what the Spirit of God will work within us. But Jesus already paid and has the whole, everything all cleared out in order that mankind can move, but through the Spirit. Now, if you try to do these things within in yourself, then, O foolish man, who are you? Who hath bewitched you? See, I'm seeing as something that I had never seen even a couple years ago. But when we basically don't walk in the right direction that God plans, we're in error. And when we're in error, we're unbelief. We're walking by ourselves. The Lord says, I can't use it. We're just like Cain and Abel. Cain's sacrifice was not what God wanted. Abel brought forth a lamb and the blood offering that for his sins would be covered. When we go any other way but the pattern of God, we're out of it. I don't care if we can say we're still a church, but there's some things that have to consist in our basics before anything else even goes. If we're not led by the Spirit of God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I think it's none avail. If we, even with that, have the Holy Ghost there and try to do it without the cross, there's another problem. These couple points here, God maintains, that's your foundation. Now, when you're building anything, the foundation has to be such. It even talks the first, the foundation of Jesus Christ. He's the chief cornerstone. So these points have to be reverently, scripturally, and prayed to be accurate. We have to do this all, keep that accuracy there. It's like a place that's built upon a quicksand. Now I remember I heard of an airport quite a few years ago. It was out of Japan. And they built this out in the ocean. And they had to put hydraulic sensing device all the time that makes it stay level. And that's where we are. We had to have a sensing device that comes to the Lord, but we have to be on a certain, God will not even hear us. If we're not doing things right, He don't even see us. You say, that's so narrow-minded. Well, that's, Bible says that God's eyes over the righteous, His ears open to cry, but when we get out of line, He says, I never knew you. You workers of iniquity. When we start changing and getting, we think sometimes we're really doing it again because we know we're not where we once were. But we want to just show everybody, oh, that we're just wonderful. We just got everything. We like to lie. We like to cheat. We like to do all these things. We're very prideful. And that should be a key right there. You know you got to back away from this because you're rotten. You're rotten. Everything you got is going to crumble. We got to be on faith with truth. Has to be built. The truth is you're going to take the faith and follow that without error. The truth shall set you free. What you're not going to have, you can say, oh, I can do this right now, but tomorrow I'm going to change. No, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes us. And we as God's people must remember, if we don't walk by faith, faith is what we're justified by faith. Our faith will justify us. If we want by good works, I'm going to get out here and do a bunch of good works. God says, hey, you're not saved by your good works. I don't even see your good works. We're only saved by the faith that we have in God through Jesus. What Jesus did on the cross, that's our faith. What Apostle Paul's talking about. We take heed to those things that took place. The things that's not, we don't even, those things not as even happened. The things that some of the world tries to put in the Word, oh, you need to really to try harder, you need to read the Word of God more, and you need to do all these things. Yes, these are good, but that's not the basis for it to make us stand. We're not doing good works just to be seen. We're doing the good works as they, hopefully no more or less than we're supposed to do. Romans, the 12th chapter. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye might prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. It goes up, which is only your reasonable service. It's only our reasonable service to do good works. It's not a bribe deal or a comparing deal. It's no more than we should be doing. But faith is what we have to maintain. Well, you say, nobody knows about my faith. That's right. Only God. But your faith is not right, you'll not stand. Now, a lot of people, you can go build a church. Yeah, you can go out here and do a church. You can have all the choirs. You can have all the
everything you get, try to get people saved, which said people do. I don't know what's really saved, but they're getting something. But it's out of the flesh. God wants this, His church to be alive by the Spirit and by the right foundation, the right faith in the Lord. Jesus Christ died upon that cross that all these things would be fulfilled. They don't happen no other way. There's no other way. And I don't see why these ministers have to argue about it, because if it's not for that, you haven't got nothing anyway. I've felt this for years. Yes, I've always felt this. We have to have the cross. We got to have the blood. Oh, that old Roman cross. Oh, praise God. There's another song. There's so many songs. Talks about the blood of Jesus Christ and what Calvary did for us. Oh, praise God. The wonderful songs have been really inspired to help us. But if we're not careful, and this is what men have not been careful. The Galatians here had literally got away from God. They're falling way back. And Apostle Paul is just so, he can't hardly imagine it. It's even taken place. It's just like you see people, which I've seen people 6 months ago, and 6 months later, I thought they were saved. But 6 months later, they're just out here doing hideous things, walking the flesh. You can see the flesh. But sometimes these people that are in the flesh, they don't really realize that a Christian can see right through them. And the Holy Ghost is our strength. He's the one that builds our spiritual lives. We stand upon the right issues. Jesus, 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 Jesus. It's all Jesus. The Holy Ghost just keeps us there and in Jesus all the time. It's what Jesus did upon that cross. It's what Jesus did in His life that made Him a perfect sacrifice. It's all about Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yes, with Jesus, the church will arrive. It's His church, but God said, Jesus sent back the church to be inspired by the Holy Spirit. Now, I've seen churches here and back in the 50s, pretty warm, most of them. By the 60s, they started going backwards. And now, I have to say that I don't care what anybody says, I have not seen any churches that really are hot. They got a lot of flesh. They even move the gifts. But you can tell it's just them. It's not the true Spirit moving you. When the Spirit moves, He'll move you. You wait for Him to move. And when you start telling your people, well, you just practice that gift. You just get out here and just get to do it, because God bless you. No, that's blasphemy. It's backwards. You're getting moved away. Satan's having his day in your life. And it behooves us all to try to be a vessel of praise. When we start doing these gifts in self, we're destroying our own self. See, God, when He fills the glory, He's making us a vessel. He's working on us to be an overcomer. He's working on us that we might have a straight line toward heaven. That anytime we can call upon Him, He will answer and give us many perfect blessings that you can't have without Him. But when you start doing these issues in a crooked way, and I think it's crooked, I see in the natural, if I was a mechanic, I wouldn't want no mechanic coming out working for me that had this guess of things. That's what we're doing in the spiritual. If we're not having God doing the output from us, we're only a vessel that He moves on us to do what He wishes. I don't even know what He wants 2 minutes from now. I don't program. I wait for Him. But the Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord, what? Shall renew their strength, their strength. Renewing your strength is a very perfect commodity that you need to be a child of God. You can't be a child of God if you don't have no charisma of God. You can't be a vessel of praise if you're just walking in self, because pretty soon your mind is so full of what you're doing, the humanistic area is showing through yourself, and your whole sacrifice is none avail. Pretty soon, everybody sees that you're a fake. And that's what you are, a bunch of fakes. God moves by that power of the Holy Ghost. It don't work by the ways of men. But men's eyes get blinded. Their hearts get blinded. Their hearts get heavy. But they want to perform. They want to help people. Yeah, I'm filled with the Spirit. They haven't been full of the Spirit for ages. Just flesh is cropping up in them. I've seen these people try to interpret, and they would actually interpret it be a wrong interpretation. What's that? Well, the church believes it is right. That's pretty bad when the wrong interpretation comes, and yet the person, they all believe that's from them. Because the interpreter says, oh, you little people, I am so, you know, without you. And that's what I'm afraid of right now, some of these biggies. They think that they're God's answer. I hope they are. But what I'm saying, we got to be careful how we act with God. God's God. I'm very reverent toward my God. And I know according to the Word of God, that's what we're supposed to be. We're to walk in humility. And humility is not taking forth a step until you feel it's right. About your balance. About placing your foot. That you don't get it off. That's what we as Christians, you don't put that foot down unless you can stand. When we walk, we wait, take one step at a time. Lord, is that going to be good? No. The way the natural man, oh, we'll just walk ahead. We're just going to come in there. We're going to be, now God's going to surely help me. No. Those that wait upon God. Those that have reverence to the God. Those that seek them. Seek for His plans in our lives. God's investment is very great, big. He bankrupt heaven that we could be saved. Shouldn't it behoove us that we should have such loyalty toward our God that we want to go His way? Did we wait upon Him before we take action ourselves? No, we want to take our action ourselves. That's sort of, it's not even, you wouldn't even treat a hiree that way. You show some kind of dignity before first. But our God's dignity, it should be so high that we wouldn't want to even worry that we happen to do something even unaware. But this is not unaware. It's off the shoulder. They do it. And they even tell others, come and take the gift back there and practice at it. And you fumble around, it's just self. Fumbling out and trying to make something happen. I've been in church, I've heard this over, not one, but all, many, many places. I've heard them even have places to teach all the different phases, prophets, and all these things. I think all the prophets I know have come from God. God is God. He's not changed. God is God. There's a song, and God is God. Yes, God is God. He doesn't change. We change. God is God. Don't give you a little bit of, don't it bother you when you go out there and do things in your own self and say, it's from the Lord, what it is from the Lord? If God hasn't told you deliberately to do it, you seem to be back away. Well, you said, well, I never had nobody say to do that. That's right. You can't get a purpose of saying by the Scripture of God without the Lord's Spirit guiding you. Well, that's not Scripture. That's the Scripture, what the Word says. It's you're the one that's out of line. And a lot of you people there, you're out of line. You don't want to get directly hooked up with God. He is your connection. Not the things of this world. It's God is your connection. He's the one that connects you to Him. And His connection never fails. A smart man wouldn't go against what would help him. A dumb person only does those things. And I think a lot of you are very dumb. Because God is the man in Him. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory. He knows all is all. He never wastes one beat. He's always on time. Never fails. He doesn't have any shortages. No overs. He's always correct. Everything. Everything He does is exact. That word exact, that means it can't be moved one way. It's there. Solid. The Lord is solid. Be ye steadfast in the Lord. In the power of might. It means be steadfast in Him. What He stands for, not what we stand for. The church is teaching right now that men are going to arrive. If they'll just go out here and get together and confer one to another, they're going to give. That's hypocrisy. That's devilish. That's the powers of darkness. And that'll take you to a devil's hell. I'm telling you right now, you may not like me, but it's the truth, and the truth will set you free. God says, come out from among it. Be ye separate. I tell you, strike down. It's high time the church comes out from among and they start being separate. They start walking in holiness, walking in victory, walking for the leadership of God the Father, God the Son, by God the Holy Ghost. They're walking in flesh, 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 and that flesh is going to get so bad, pretty soon it's going devil, devil, devil. Right now the devil started letting you have your way, but he's still got control over you. At will, he can take you. Some of you out there, the only reason he doesn't take you is because God's still in the picture. But God sees what's going on, but he's not for what you're doing. There's time for you to back up and say, I'm wrong. And you ask the Lord to come in your heart, he'll change you, he'll change you. He'll turn you 180 around, around. You'll be perfect. And he'll see you in heaven as that man is full of glory. He won't see no hairlines, no troubles in you. He sees a man of faith. But you start walking yourself, this all disintegrates. The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for it's foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, for it's spiritually discerned. I'll tell you, your natural prophets, your natural pastors, your natural teachers are not going to make it. You've done it for a while, but God's been very merciful. He's been very caring. It's high time to wake out of sleep. Your salvation is nearer than you believe. The night is far spent. Jesus is coming soon. The night is far spent. He's coming soon. And he's going to come at a time when you know not. A time when you're asleep. You're already asleep, but you need to awaken yourself. You need to shake it because he's coming back. And iniquity has got you bound. If you don't get God to help set you free, you're going to be, it's going to tear you down when you go down to beneath. I feel for all of you. You say, I'll never listen to you again. But God's still coming back. He's coming for the redeemed. He's coming for them that love him. I'm the addict, the Lord on fire. Please come, please, please, please come. I just thought the other day, I was going to tell Man and Jim that I'm just ready to say, hey, I don't fit in this place. The Lord made me hold up on that word for a while. So I just felt that. Well, the Lord still wants me to stay a little bit in there for a while. See, I went through a lot of troubles for about 3 years. I had a stroke. And that stroke, he told me, was because of the sickness in the churches. His churches were full of strokes. If you don't know about a stroke, I'll tell you, because I've lived through it. It totally demoralizes your body. You was once live, and then you find yourself, you can't use your leg. You can't use your arm. You can't even feel. If you're not careful, your brain gets touched too. But there is a restoration. If you'll seek God, even that state that God wants to set you free, but it's going to take some hard work. See, you was once time, you were saved. This time it's going to be a lot harder because you have to do your first works over. And those first works is seeking God. Those first words are applying yourself to the Word of God. Your first works is just humbling yourself. God's the only one to know. You have to put that in your heart. That you don't know. God knows. I don't know one day from the next what's going on. You've got to back up and say, I don't know, but God has a plan for me. If out there, if you're willing to say, God has a plan for me, and I'm willing to back up and God take over my life. All God wants to come down and just take you over. God loves you so much. But if you can get that in your heart this day to listen to God, he sent me here to tell you that he loves you. Oh, I feel the glory. I feel the tingle of the Spirit. God's here to touch you. All you out there, God loves to redeem you this day. God wants to help you to be an overcomer. If you come now, it'll be just a few days, and you'll be out and walking in victory. And God didn't even forget about all this stuff. He's very easy to say. He puts all your sins in sin forgetfulness. He's telling me right now to tell you, if you'll come right now, in a couple of days, you're going to be walking victory, and it's like it never happened. That's what the kind of God you serve. But he's not out in these ones that want to say, well, you know, I'm out here, I know all these things, and I want to do my, no, God, Lord, see, we're the ones he made. The one that makes something, he don't want the one that made to tell him what to do. God created us out of nothing. And our church has got so, oh, they're going to say, tell God. They want to go. No, God is a leader. He sent a spirit to live, to touch us. It's a God. It takes plenty of time just to stay where you should be to hear from him. That's all you got to do is stay where you can hear from Him. And that comes by humbling yourself, serving Him in meekness, come with Him to the heart of thanksgiving, praise Him and love Him, glory to God, and shine in your light. Let your light will so shine wherever we go, praise God. Oh, the world will see a vessel of praise. They'll see Jesus in you. Oh, in that world, they'll see you just, oh, praise God. They'll see that visitation of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And you'll have a walk that no one else has ever had. You're all individual. I don't care what you've went, how far you've gone down. God wants to save you, bless you, and He'll do it in the twinkling of an eye. He can do it this afternoon. It's you that got to ask Him. You got to search for Him and seek for Him. And God, you say, well, I don't know. Well, that's all. You don't need to know. See, when I got to the place that I didn't know nothing, that's when I had the stroke, I sure didn't know nothing. I've got nothing, only what I've got on my back. That's all. I don't have it around. I know my house, don't know, have nothing. But I got God. And Lord, He's plenty. Glory to God, He's your everything. He is for all. He is my everything. Out there, He is your everything. Call upon Him this day, and God will save you. Call upon Him right now. Let Him know that you want Him, you love Him, and you're thankful for His Son, and ask His Son to come in your heart, and God, you would say, I've said that before. Well, then, you need to redo it, do it again. Because I think I'm speaking to a lot of backslidden Christians. You need to renew yourself this day, renewing the Spirit of God, that God will touch you and raise you up, and God will raise you up as a standard. He'll raise you up as a special individual to help where you are, that you might, in this last hour, help the others. You can give that message out, the same message that you can help someone else. God bless you all this day. I pray that God bless you. Move upon your heart as only He can. And thank you, thank you, thank you for Father God, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. God bless you all. I love all of you out there. And I love my Father, my precious Jesus, my Holy Ghost so much. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. That was a wonderful message. I enjoyed that. Praise God.